This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Audio Journal. Material is selected with the interests of its audiences in mind and with the goal to inform and entertain. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views and opinions of Audio Journal, its board of directors, staff, or volunteer readers. Hello, and welcome to the African American Experience, a program celebrating the artistic, cultural, and historic contributions of African Americans. This program has been created and produced by Audio Journal's Roy Allen Project to carry on the work and vision of its namesake. Roy Allen was an extraordinary human being who deeply touched the lives of his family, his friends, and his colleagues. He was a trailblazer for African Americans in the fields of theater, radio, and television, in carrying on Roy's vision to inspire the African American community to a sense of pride and power in its achievements, and to share those achievements with all the community. We present the African American Experience with your host, Tina E. Gaffney. Hello, everyone. I thought that continuing on with my Oscar theme, I would do someone who has choreographed, presented, been on as a performer, and oh, so many other things, and who also has a very famous sibling. This is presenting to you, my great listeners, the one, the only, Debbie Allen. Deborah K. Allen was born January the 16th, 1950. She is an African-American actress, dancer, choreographer, singer, director, producer, and a former member of the President's Committee on the Arts and Humanities. She has been nominated for 22 Emmy Awards, winning 6, and 2 Tony Awards. She has won a Golden Globe Award and received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1991. In 2025, she received an honorary Academy Award. Allen is best known for her work in the musical drama television series Fame, which ran from 1982 to 1987, where she portrayed dance teacher Lydia Grant and served as a series principal choreographer. For this role in 1983, she received a Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in a Television Series, Musical or Comedy, and 2 Primetime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Choreography, and also received 4 nominations for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. Allen later began working as a director and producer, most notably producing and directing 83 of 144 episodes of the NBC comedy series A Different World, which ran from 1988 through 1993. She returned to acting, portraying the leading role in the NBC sitcom In the House from 1995 to 1996, and in a 2011 year, banner year for her, she began portraying Dr. Catherine Avery in the ABC medical drama Grey's Anatomy, also serving as an executive producer and director. She has directed more than 50 television and film productions. In 2001, Allen opened the Debbie Allen Dance Academy in Los Angeles, California, where she currently teaches young dancers. She also taught choreography to former Los Angeles Lakers dancer turned singer Paula Abdul.
She's the youngest sister of actress, director, singer Felicia Rashad. Allen was born in Texas, Houston, Texas, to be exact, the third child of orthodontist Andrew Arthur Allen and artist, poet, playwright, scholar, and publisher Vivian Nee Ayers Allen. She earned a B.A. in Classical Greek Literature, Speech, and Theater from Howard University and studied acting at HB Studio in New York City. She was a member of Chi Delta Mu Health Professional Fraternity. She holds honoris causa doctorates from Howard University and the University of North Carolina School of the Arts. Debbie Allen auditioned at the Houston Ballet Academy at the age of 12, but was denied admission. After another chance, she was admitted a year later by a Russian instructor who accidentally saw her perform in a show. Once recruiters from the academy became aware of the situation, they allowed her to stay because they recognized her talent. While at the academy, she trained under Suzelle Poole. Her experience at the Houston Ballet Academy is not the only time Allen was refused. When she was 16, she had a successful audition for the North Carolina School of the Arts and was given an opportunity to demonstrate dance techniques to other prospective students applying to the institution. However, she was refused admission and was told her body was not suited to ballet. After numerous rejections, she decided to concentrate on her academic studies and was on her way to the start of her acting career. Allen began her career appearing on Broadway theater. Allen had her Broadway debut in the chorus of Pearlie in 1970. She later created the role of Beneatha in the Tony Award-winning musical Raisin, 1973, and appeared in Truckload and Ain't Misbehavin'. In 1980, she received critical attention for her performance as Anita in the Broadway revival of West Side Story, which earned her a Tony Award nomination for Best Featured Actress in a Musical and won her a Drama Desk Award for Outstanding Featured Actress in a Musical. In 1976, Allen made her television debut, appearing in the CBS sitcom Good Times in a memorable two-part episode titled J.J.'s Fiancé, as J.J.'s drug-addicted fiancé, Diana. The following year, she went to star in the NBC variety show Three Girls, Three. Allen later was selected to appear in the 1979 miniseries Roots the Next Generations by Alex Haley, where she portrayed the wife of Haley. Also that year, she made her big screen debut, appearing in a supporting role in the comedy film The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. In 1981, she had the important role of Sarah in a movie version of the best-selling novel Ragtime, a role that earned Audra McDonald a Tony Award for the Broadway musical. In the film Fame in 1980, Allen portrayed the role of Lydia Grant. Though the film role was relatively small, Lydia became a central figure in the television adaptation, which ran from 1982 to 1987. During the opening montage of each episode, Grant told her students, "You've got big dreams? You want fame? Well, fame costs, and right here is where you start paying, in sweat." Allen was nominated for the Emmy Award for Best Actress 4 times during the show's run. She's the only actress to have appeared in all 3 screen incarnations of Fame, portraying Lydia Grant in both the 1980 film and 1982 television series, and portraying the school principal in the 2009 remake. Allen was also lead choreographer for the film and television series, winning 2 Primetime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Choreography and 1 Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in a Television Series, Musical, or Comedy. She became the first African-American woman to win a Golden Globe for Best Actress in a Television Series, Musical, or Comedy. In 1986, Allen received a second Tony Award nomination at the time for Best Leading Actress in a Musical for her performance in the title role of Bob Fosse's Sweet Charity. Also that year, she had a supporting role in the comedy-drama film JoJo Dancer, Your Life is Calling, directed, produced by, and starring Richard Pryor. After fame, Allen concentrated on working off-camera and as a choreographer. She choreographed the 1988 Broadway adaptation of Stephen King's Carrie. Carrie was a collaboration with her fellow fame alum Michael Gore, Dean Pitchford, and Gene Anthony Ray. The show opened to mixed reviews and closed after only 16 previews and 5 performances. In an article from the Museum of Broadcast Communications, The Hollywood Reporter commented on Allen's impact as the producer-director of the television series A Different World. The show dealt with the lives of students at the fictional, historically African-American college, Hillman. The show ran for 6 seasons on NBC. The Hollywood Reporter is quoted as saying that when Debbie Allen became the producer and usually director of A Different World after the first season, she transformed it from a bland Cosby spinoff into a lively, socially responsible ensemble situation comedy. She directed a total of 83 episodes. Allen had released 2 solo albums, Sweet Charity from 1986 and Special Look from 1989, which also produced several singles. Also that year, she directed the musical film Polly. She later directed the crime drama film Out of Sync in 1995, as well as a number of television films. She choreographed the Academy Awards for 10 years, 6 of which were consecutive. In 1995, Allen directed the voice cast and lent her voice to the children's animated series Sea Bear and Jamal for Fun Woman and for kids. That same year, she starred in the NBC sitcom In the House, which ran for 5 seasons. She co-produced the 1997 Steven Spielberg historical drama film Amistad, receiving a Producers Guild of America award. In 2001, Allen founded the Debbie Allen Dance Company, or DADA, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Since 2007, Allen has participated as a judge and mentor for the U.S. version of So You Think You Can Dance. During season 4, she stepped aside as a judge at the end of Vegas Week to avoid perception of bias, since one of her former dancers, Will, had made it to the top 20. In 2008, Allen directed the all-African-American Broadway production of Tennessee Williams' Pulitzer Prize women drama, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, starring stage veterans James Earl Jones, Big Daddy, her sister, Felicia Rashad, Big Mama, and Anika Nani Rose, Maggie the Cat, as well as film actor Terrence Howard, who made his Broadway debut as Brick. The production, with some roles recast, had a limited run, 2009 to April 2010, in London. She also directed and starred in the 2001 play and television series The Old Settler. In 2000 and the 2010s, Allen directed television shows, including 44 episodes of All of Us, as well as Girlfriends, Everybody Hates Chris, How to Get Away with Murder, Empire, Scandal, and Jane the Virgin. In 2011, she joined the cast of the ABC medical drama Grey's Anatomy, portraying the role of Dr. Catherine Fox. As of the 12th season, she served as an executive producer. In 2020, she directed the musical film Christmas on the Square, starring Dolly Parton, for Netflix. Allen is married to former NBA player Norm Nixon. The couple have 3 children, dancer Vivian Nicole Nixon, who portrayed Kamimba in the Broadway production of Hot Feet, basketball player Norman Ellard Nixon Jr., Wofford College and Southern University, and Devon Nixon, Allen was previously married to Wynne Winford from 1975 to 1983. After she divorced Mr. Wilford, she is the sister of actress-director-singer Felicia Rashad. She guest starred in an episode of The Cosby Show and Rashad in an episode of In the House and also Grey's Anatomy. Tex Allen, Andrew Arthur Allen III, born 1945, is a jazz composer, and Hugh W. Allen is a real estate banker who appeared on 3 episodes of A Different World as Quincy Tollison. Just a brief listing of Miss Allen's filmography, starting from 1979, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, 1980 Fame, 1981 Ragtime, 1986 JoJo Dancer Your Life Is Calling, 1994 Blank Check, 1995 Out of Sync, 1997 Amistad, 2000 Everything's Jake, 2001 All About You, and The Painting, 2005 Confessions of an Action Star, 2007, Tournament of Dreams, 2009, Next Day Air, 2009, Fame, 2013, A Star for a Rose, and 2020, Dance Dreams, Hot Chocolate Nutcracker. Now for TV, back in the 70s, 1976, Good Times, Three Girls, Three, The Greatest Thing That Almost Happened, Roots, The Next Generations, Ebony, Ivory, and Jade, Alice at the Palace, The Love Boat, Women of San Quentin, Live and in Person, Celebrity, Motown Returns to the Apollo, an all-star celebration honoring Martin Luther King Jr., Square One Television, Fame, The Cosby Show, Quantum Leap, Motown 30, What's Going On, Sunday in Paris, the 64th Academy Awards, Stompin' at the Savoy, A Different World, the 65th Academy Awards, the 67th Academy Awards, In the House, Touched by an Angel, Cosby, the 71st Academy Awards, Michael Jordan, An American Hero, The Old Settler, The Division, All of Us, So You Think You Can Dance, Grace, Grey's Anatomy, Let's Stay Together, Dance Moms, Jane the Virgin, Raven's Home, SWAT, Gracie and Frankie, The Proud Family, Louder and Prouder, and some of her directing credits, Janet Jackson, Dream Street, Fame, The Bronx Zoo, Family Ties, The Debbie Allen Special, Polly, Melba Moore's Every Voice and Sing, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Polly Coming Home, The Boys, Stompin' at the Savoy, Quantum Leap, Sinbad, Afros and Bell Bottoms, A Different World, The Sinbad Show, Between Brothers, The Jamie Foxx Show, Lynx, Martin Luther King's Special One Day, Kirk Franklin, The New Nation Tour, The Old Settler, Cool Women, The Twilight Zone, The Parkers, That's So Raven, Life is Not a Fairy Tale, The Fantasia Barrino Story, I Was a Network Star, All of Us, Girlfriends, The Game, Everybody Hates Chris, Hellcats, Grey's Anatomy, The Client List, Army Wives, Let's Stay Together, Witches of East End, How to Get Away with Murder, Empire, Scandal, Jane the Virgin, Survivor's Remorse, Insecure, Step Up High Water, Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square, and The Miss Pat Show. She's written since 2006 as a columnist for Movement Magazine. She's written Dancing in the Wings paperback and Brothers of the Night paperback. And she was nominated for, in 1986, Outstanding Actress in a Musical. And in 1980, Outstanding Featured Actress in a Musical. She won for West Side Story in 1982 and 1983. She won two Emmy Awards. In 1982, she won the Emmy for Outstanding Achievement in Choreography. And she won it for Fame. And then in 1983, she won Outstanding Lead Actress in a Series. She won Outstanding Achievement in Choreography in 1990 and 1991 for Motown 30, What's Going On. In 2021, she won Outstanding Television Movie and Outstanding Choreography for Scripted Programming, Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square. Golden Globe Awards in 1982 and 1983, she won Best Actress in a Television Series, Musical or Comedy. She won for Fame. And Alan has held the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Choreography Record for most wins and most nominations. Alan was appointed by President George W. Bush in 2001 as a member of the President's Committee on the Arts and Humanities. For her contributions to the television industry, Debbie Allen was honored in 1991 with a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame at 6904 Hollywood Boulevard in the center of Hollywood, directly opposite the Dolby Theater at Hollywood and Highland Center. Allen was presented with the George and Ira Gershwin Award for Lifetime Musical Achievement at the 1992 UCLA Spring Sing, 10 NAACP Image Awards as a director, actress, choreographer, and producer for Fame, A Different World, Motown 25, the Academy Awards, the Debbie Allen Special, and Amistad. And on February the 4th, 2009, Debbie Allen was honored for her contributions to dance and was presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award by Nia Peoples at the Carnival Choreographers Ball 10th Anniversary Show. Allen was awarded an honorary doctorate from the North Carolina School of the Arts, as well as from her alma mater, Howard University, and she was a 2020 Kennedy Center's honoree. My goodness. That's what I mean when I keep saying, explore, connect, create, inspire. That woman is just, you know, she does not stop. But it's funny because they say that runs in the family, and I kind of think it does, because as I had mentioned earlier, she has a very well-known sibling, you know, and I thought that it would be a very cool thing, considering that they are sisters and all, to do a double one that includes both of them. And this is about her sister, Felicia Rashad. Felicia Rashad, Nee Ayers Allen, was born June the 19th, 1948. She's an African-American actor. She was most recently Dean of the College of Fine Arts at Howard University before her three-year contract ended in May of 2024. Known for her roles on stage and screen, she has received two Tony Awards, as well as nominations for a Primetime Emmy Awards and a Screen Actors Guild Award. She was born June the 19th in 1948 in Houston, Texas. She's an actor and a singer. She was married to William Lancelot Bowles, Jr. in 1972. They divorced in 1975. She was married to Victor Willis. In 1978, they divorced in 1982. She was married to Ahmad Rashad. They married in 1985 and divorced in 2001. Now, she has two children, including Condola Rashad. Her mother is Vivian Ayers Allen. Her relatives are Debbie Allen, who I did in the first part of this piece. Devon Nixon is her nephew. Vivian Nixon is her niece. She is best known, of course, for her role as Claire Huxtable on the NBC sitcom The Cosby Show, which ran from 1984 to 1992, which earned her two Primetime Emmy Award nominations for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series. In 1985 and 1986, she also portrayed Ruth Lucas on Cosby, which ran from 1996 to 2000, and Brenda Glover in Little Bill, which ran from 1999 through 2004. She was also Emmy nominated for her roles in A Raisin in the Sun in 2008, and This Is Us in 2019 through 2021. On stage, Rashad became the first African-American actor, that's a woman, to win the Tony Award for Best Actress in a Play for a revival of A Raisin in the Sun in 2004. She won her second Tony Award for Best Featured Actress in a Play for Dominique Morisseau's Skeleton Crew in 2022. Her other Broadway credits include Into the Woods in 1988, Jelly's Last Jam in 1993, Jam of the Ocean in 2004, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 2008. She has appeared in various films, such as For Colored Girls, We Have Considered Suicide, When the Rainbow is Enough, based on the choreo poem by Ntozake Shange, in 2010, Good Deeds in 2012, Creed 2015, Creed 2 2018, Creed 3 in 2023, and The Beekeeper in 2024. She lent her voice to the Disney-Pixar animated film Soul in 2020. In the 21st century, she has directed revivals of three plays by August Wilson in major theaters in Seattle, Princeton, New Jersey, and Los Angeles. She also directed Purpose in its 2024-2025 run at the Helen Hayes Theater on Broadway. Felicia Ayers Allen was born on June 19, 1948, in Houston, Texas. Her mother, Vivian Ayers Allen, was an artist, poet, playwright, scholar, and publisher. Her father, Andrew Arthur Allen, was an orthodontist. Her siblings are brother Tex Andrew Arthur Allen Jr., the jazz musician, sister Debbie Allen, an actress, choreographer, and director, and brother Hugh Allen, now a real estate banker in Charlotte, North Carolina. Their parents divorced when Felicia was six. 7 years later, her mother moved with Felicia and her sister to Mexico City, Mexico, to avoid the racial segregation in the United States. Ayers Allen later returned to the U.S. to study at Howard University, graduating magna cum laude in 1970 with a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree. While there, she was initiated into the Alpha chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Ayers Allen first became known for her roles on stage, making her Broadway debut in the Melvin Van Peebles musical Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death, 1971. Throughout the decade, she returned to Broadway in a string of productions, portraying Dina Jones in Dreamgirls. She was also Cheryl Lee Ralph's understudy until leaving the show in 1982, after being passed over as Ralph's full-time replacement. She portrayed a munchkin in The Wiz for 3.5 years. In 1978, she released the album Josephine Superstar, a disco concept album telling the life story of Josephine Baker. The album was mainly written and produced by Jacques Morales and Victor Willis, Rashad's second husband and the original lead singer and lyricist of the Village People. She met Willis while they were both cast in The Wiz. Other Broadway credits include August Osage County, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Gem of the Ocean, Brazen in the Sun, the 2004 Tony Award for Best Actress in a Play Drama Desk Award, Blue, Jelly's Last Jam, Into the Woods, and Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death. Off-Broadway credits include Lincoln Center's productions of Cymbeline and Bernarda Alba, Helen, The Story, and Everybody's Ruby at the Public Theater, the Negro Ensemble Company productions of Puppet Play, Zoom Man and The Sign, Sons and Fathers of Sons, In an Upstate Motel, Weep Not for Me, and The Great Mac Daddy, Lincoln Center's production of Ed Bullen's The Duplex, and The Sirens at the Manhattan Theater Club. In regional theater, She performed as Euripides' Medea and in Blues for an Alabama Sky at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta, Georgia. Other regional theaters at which she has performed are the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C., and the Huntington Theater in Boston. Rashad joined the cast of the ABC soap opera One Life to Live to portray publicist Courtney Wright in 1983. She is best known for the role of attorney Claire Huxtable on the NBC sitcom The Cosby Show. The show, which ran from 1984 to 1992, starred Bill Cosby as obstetrician Heathcliff Cliff Huxtable and concentrated on their life with their five children. For her role, she earned two Primetime Emmy Award nominations in 1985 and 1986. In 1985, Rashad co-hosted the NBC telecast of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with Pat Sajak and Burt Convy, and Cosby returned to TV comedy in 1996 with CBS's Cosby. He called Rashad to portray Ruth Lucas, his character's wife. The pilot episode had been shot with Tom Hopkins, but Cosby fired the executive producer and replaced Hopkins with Rashad. The sitcom ran from 1996 through 2000. That year, Cosby asked Rashad to work on his animated television series, Little Bill, which the actress voiced Bill's mother, Brenda, until the show ended in 2004. In 1993, Rashad was the first narrator at Disney's Candlelight Processional when the event was moved to Epcot. Her narration of the Nativity story was recorded and released by Walt Disney Records. She also portrayed a role in the pre-show of the dinosaur ride at Walt Disney's World Animal Kingdom theme park as Dr. Helen Marsh, the head of the Dino Institute. In the early 21st century, Rashad was the first African-American actor who was a woman of any nationality to win the Best Actress for a Play Tony Award for her 2000 performance as Lena Younger in a revival of the play A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry. Rashad also won the 2004 Drama Desk Award for Best Actress in a Play for A Raisin in the Sun, tying Split Award that year with Viola Davis for the play Intimate Apparel. Rashad was nominated again for a Tony the following year for her performance in Gem of the Ocean. In 2007, Rashad made her directorial debut with the Seattle Repertory Theater's production of August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean. In 2008, Rashad starred on Broadway as Big Mama in an all-African-American production of Tennessee Williams' Pulitzer Prize-winning drama Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, directed by her sister Debbie Allen. She appeared alongside stage veterans James Earl Jones as Big Daddy and Ikonani Rose as Maggie, as well as film actor Terrence Howard, who made his Broadway debut as Brick. Rashad portrayed Kill Move's wealthy mother on the Chris Rock-created sitcom Everybody Hates Chris on December the 9th, 2007. In 2007, she appeared as Winnie Guster in the psych episode Gus's Dad May Have Killed an Old Guy. She returned to the role in 2008 in the episode Christmas Joy in February of 2008. Rashad portrayed Lena Younger in the television film adaptation of A Raisin in the Sun, directed by Kenny Leon. It starred core members of the cast of the 2004 revival on Broadway at the Royal Theater of Lorraine Hansberry's 1959 play, including Audra McDonald as Ruth Younger and Sean Combs as Walter Lee Younger. The television film adaptation debuted at the 2008 Sundance Film Festival and was broadcast by ABC on February 25, 2008. According to Nielsen Media Research, the program was watched by 12.7 million viewers and ranked number 9 in the ratings for the week ending March 2, 2008. In 2009, she appeared as Violet Weston, the drug-addicted matriarch of Tracy Letts' award-winning play August Osage County at the Music Box Theater. Michaud returned to directing August Wilson's work in early 2014, when she led a revival of Wilson's Fences at the MacArthur Theater in Princeton, New Jersey. It received generally positive reviews. She continued to concentrate on Wilson's work, including a well-received production of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which she directed at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles in 2016. From March 17th to May 1st, 2016, Michaud portrayed the lead role of Sheila in Terrell Alvin McCraney's play Head of Passes at the Public Theater. Her performance was positively reviewed. In November of 2010, Michaud featured as Gilda in the ensemble cast of the Tyler Perry film For Colored Girls, based on the play For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough by Ntozake Shange. Michaud said about this work in an interview with Vibe Movies and TV in 2010, quote, "I saw the original Broadway play. I thought it was amazing how such a story that wasn't pretty or poetry. Usually, poetry is about lofty things, and this was the poetry, the speech, and the movement of everyday people. I find a little bit of it off-putting, to tell you the truth, because it was so angry when I saw it. And I think Tyler Perry has added an element here that wasn't in the original stage production, and that is the necessity for taking responsibility for one's own self, otherwise you are just living to die." That is where he wrote the line in the film, "You gotta take some responsibility in this, otherwise you are just living to die." In 2012, she starred in another Tyler Perry film, Good Deeds. Also in 2012, Michaud portrayed Claire Belcher in a remake of Steel Magnolias. The role originated by Olympia Dukakis. This version has an all-African-American A-list cast, including Academy Award nominee Queen Latifah as Malene, Grammy winner Jill Scott as Truvy, Condola Rashad as Shelby, Edupero Odwe as Anna, and Emmy nominee Alfred Woodard as Wuse. In 2015, she portrayed Marianne Creed in the sports film Creed, and again in the sequels Creed 2, 2018, and Creed 3 in 2023. In 2016, Michaud was cast as a recurring guest star in the role of Diana Dubois in the third season of the Lee Daniels-produced Empire television series on Fox. Michaud portrayed Bishop Yvette A. Funder, pastor of the City of Refuge Church in San Francisco, California, as part of the Dustin Lance African-American miniseries When We Rise. Her appearance in the show highlighted the reputed compassion of the church, the commitment of its leadership, and the loving home the church provides to minister in the tough, primarily African-American community in San Francisco. From 2019 to 2021, she portrayed Carol Clark in the NBC drama This Is Us, earning 3 Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series nominations. In 2020, Michaud provided the voice of Libba Gardner, Joe Gardner's mother, in the Pixar animated film Soul, which earned the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature. That same year, she had a supporting role in a family Christmas film, Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, starring Academy Award winner Forrest Whitaker and Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele, the improv duo. The following year, she had a cameo role in the Lin-Manuel Miranda-directed musical drama Tick, Tick, Boom in 2021. She had recurring roles on the Netflix drama series 13 Reasons Why in 2020, and the CBS Paramount Plus legal series The Good Fight in 2022. She returned to Broadway in the Dominique Mortensen play Skeleton Crew in 2022, for which she earned a Tony Award for Best Featured Actress in a Play. In 2024, she appeared in the action film The Beekeeper. She was dubbed the Mother of the African American Community at the 2010 NAACP Image Awards. In May of 2021, Rashad was appointed as Dean of Howard University's Chadwick A. Boseman College of Fine Arts. In August of 2023, Howard University announced Rashad was going to step down from the position of dean at the end of the 23-24 academic year. Rashad received an honorary doctorate from Carnegie Mellon University. Rashad's first marriage in 1972 was to dentist William Lancelot Bowles, Jr. They had one son, William Lancelot Bowles III, and he was born the following year. The marriage ended in 1975. Rashad married Victor Willis, original lead singer of the Village People. In 1978, they had met during the run of The Wiz. They divorced in 1982. She married a third time to Ahmad Rashad on December the 14th, 1985. He was a former NFL wide receiver and sportscaster. It was a third marriage for each of them, and she took his last name. He proposed to her during a pregame show for a nationally televised Thanksgiving Day football game between the New York Jets and the Detroit Lions on November the 28th, 1985. Their daughter, Condoled Leah Rashad, was born on December the 11th, 1986, in New York. The couple divorced in early 2001, and she has retained the surname Rashad. Rashad has been friends with Bill Cosby since The Cosby Show started production. Cosby gave her away at her 1985 wedding to Ahmad Rashad. In June of 2021, when Cosby's 2018 conviction for sexual assault was overturned, Rashad tweeted, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. The miscarriage of justice is corrected." This was widely criticized and characterized as an apologism. Chung called for Howard University to revoke her appointment, and it stated that, quote, "personal positions of university leadership do not reflect Howard University's policies," end quote. Rashad later apologized in an email to Howard University students and their parents, writing in part that her comments were in no way directed towards survivors of sexual assault. Some of Ms. Rashad's film credits may jingle your chimes if you think about these. In 72, The Broad Coalition. In 1983, The Wiz. In 1985, Once Upon a Time When We Were Colored. In 1999, Loving Jezebel. In 2000, The Visit. In 2001, Little Bill and Big Little Bill. In 2010, Just Right, Frankie and Alice for Colored Girls. In 2012, Good Deeds. And God's Behaving Badly, Emily and Tim, was in 2013. And in 2015, was Creed. 2018, was Creed 2. In 2020, was A Fall from Grace, Black Box. And in 2020, was Soul, Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey. In 2021, The Disaster Dreams and Tick Tick Boom. In 2023, Creed 3 and Our Son. In 2024, The Beekeeper. And in 2025, Ruth and Boaz. Television, all the way back to 1976. Del Vecchio in 78, Watch Your Mouth. In 1981, We're Fighting Back. 1984, One Life to Live. From 1984 to 1992, The Cosby Show. In 1985, Santa Barbara and the Love Boat. In 1987, Uncle Tom's Cabin. In 1986, Mickey's 60th birthday. 1988 through 1990, A Different World. In 1989, False Witness and Polly. In 1990, Reading Rainbow and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Polly Coming Home. In 1991, The Earth Day Special, Blossom, Jailbirds. In 1993, American Playhouse and Ghost Rider. In 1994, The Cosby Mysteries, Touched by an Angel, and David's Mother. In 1995, The Possession of Michael D. and In the House. In 1996, The Babysitter's Seduction, and 1996 through 2000, Cosby. In 1998, Free of Eden. In 1998 through 2000, Intimate Portrait. In 1999 through 2004, Little Bill, Happily Ever After, Fairy Tales for Every Child. In 2000, she was also in the series Bull. She was also the narrator for the biography episode about Dionne Warwick. In 2001, The Old Settler, Murder, She Wrote, The Last Free Man. In 2002, Touched by an Angel. In 2007, Everybody Hates Chris. In 2007 through 2014, Psych. In 2008, The Life and Times of Tim and A Raisin in the Sun. In 2011, Change of Plans. In 2012, Steel Magnolias. In 2012 through 2013, The Cleveland Show. In 2013, Do No Harm. In 2014, Sophia the First. In 2016 through 17, Jean-Claude Van Damme Johnson. In 2016 through 2018, Empire. In 2017, Tour de Pharmacie and When We Rise. In 2019, The Rocketeer. In 2019 through 2021, This Is Us and David Makes Man. In 2020, Station 19 and 13 Reasons Why. In 2021, Grey's Anatomy. In 2022, The Good Fight and Little America. In 23, The Crossover and Cursed. In 2024, Diara from Detroit. In 2025, The Chi. And in 2025, The Gilded Age. Now, if we talk about our theater, it's even more detailed than that. In 1971, Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death. In 1975, The Wiz. In 1981, Dream Girls. In 1988, Into the Woods. In 1992, Jello's Last Jam. In 2004, The Raisin in the Sun. Also in 2004, Gem of the Ocean. In 2005, A Wonderful Life. In 2007, Cymbeline. In 2008, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. In 2009, August Osage County. In 2022, Skeleton Crew. In 2023, Pearly Victorious. 2025, Purpose. In her video game she worked on were Little Bill Thinks Big. She's been nominated for BET Awards in 2015, the Black Reel Awards in 2011 and 2024, Drama Desk Award in 2004 and 2005, and from 2011, 2024, 2004, and 2022, she won the Black Reel Awards, Drama Desk Award, and the Drama League Awards. And in 1998, Outstanding Actress in a Comedy Series. In 1989, Outstanding Actress in a Comedy Series. In 1997, Outstanding Actress in a Comedy Series. She won two for The Cosby Show. That was on NBC. She won one for Cosby. That was on CBS. She was nominated for Outstanding Actress in a Television Movie or Miniseries, The Old Settler. In 2009, she was nominated for Outstanding Actress in a Television Movie or Miniseries, A Raisin in the Sun, which she won. In 2011, she was nominated for Outstanding Actress in a Motion Picture, and the same thing in 2013, for Colored Girls and for The Good Deeds. Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture, Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, she won. These are NAACP Image Awards, by the way. And in 2020, she was Outstanding Character Voice Performance Motion Picture. She was nominated for Soul. In 2004, she was nominated for Outstanding Actress in a Play or A Raisin in the Sun. In 2022, she was nominated for Outstanding Featured Actress in a Play, Skeleton Crew. In 2025, she was nominated for Outstanding Direction of a Play, Purpose. And from 1985 and 1989, she was nominated as Favorite Female Performer in a New TV Program and Favorite Female TV Performer, period. She won both of those for The Cosby Show. In 1990, Favorite Female Performer, Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy in 1985 and 1990. And season 1 and season 2 in 1986, Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series, The Cosby Show. She was nominated for both of those. Outstanding Lead Actress in a Miniseries or Movie, A Raisin in the Sun. Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series, 2019, This Is Us, Our Little Island Girl. In 2020, Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series, This Is Us, Episode Called Flip a Coin. In 2021, Outstanding Guest Actress in a Drama Series, This Is Us, Episode I've Got This. In 1999, Best Actress Television Series, Musical or Comedy for Cosby. In 2008, she was nominated for Outstanding Actress in a Miniseries or Television Movie for A Raisin in the Sun. In 2004, she was nominated for Best Leading Actress in a Play for A Raisin in the Sun, which she won a Tony Award. In 2005, she was nominated for Best Leading Actress in a Play, Gem of the Ocean. And in 2022, she was nominated for Best Featured Actress in a Play, Skeleton Crew, and she won. Her honorary awards were 2003, honored as Woman of the Year by the Harvard Black Men's Forum. In 2005, she received an honorary doctorate of fine arts, or DFA, degree from Brown University. In 2011, she received an honorary doctorate degree from Spelman College for her work in the arts. In 2011, she was named the first Denzel Washington Chair Professor in Theater at Fordham University, supported by a $2 million gift from the actor. In 2019, she received an honorary Doctor of Fine Arts degree from the University of South Carolina for her work in the arts and arts education. She tied with Viola Davis for Intimate Apparel, and she shared with Angela Lansbury for Murder, She Wrote. In terms of nominations, so, I mean, my goodness. Now, the academic part I find very interesting, because I knew she was going to be the dean at Howard, but I didn't know that, I guess, as far as the world of academia goes, those contracts are very short. From student to dean, Howard University, Felicia Rashad, prepares to sit down and ponder her future. She's best known for her role as America's Mom from The Cosby Show, but 3 years ago, she gained another title, Dean of the College of Fine Arts at Howard. This is written by Leslie Foster, Aaron Spott, Ruth Morton, Tom Capania. It was published on May 10th of 2024 and was updated at 9:35 a.m., May 10th, 2024. Felicia Rashad typically shuns the spotlight and had to be convinced to take on the role of Dean of the College of Fine Arts at Howard University in Washington, D.C. The dean agreed to stay in the role for 3 years and is preparing to move on as her students graduate this week. She sat down with WUSA9 anchor and Howard alum Leslie Foster for a fascinating conversation about Rashad's journey from student to dean as she ponders her own future. Leslie and Dean Rashad met at the Ira Aldridge Theater on the stage where Rashad took her first acting classes at Howard. "This is a space in which I performed and rehearsed," said Rashad as she reflected back on those days. "This is a space in which I received acknowledgement." A space where Rashad has returned after years of making her mark on and off Broadway stage, plus roles on big and small screens. Rashad graduated from Howard in 1970, and a decade later became a household name as the beloved Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show. In the years that followed, she continued to act, direct, teach master classes on other college campuses, from Howard to Fordham University, NYU, and Carnegie Mellon, to name a few. She also served as a university trustee. But it was her mentee and another Howard alum, the late Chadwick Boseman, who would urge her to consider something new. Boseman and others were advocating for Howard to reinstate the College of Fine Arts. He said, "Yes, it's going to be coming back. It's going to be reestablished, and I think you should be the dean." I looked at him and laughed. "I did. I said, child, please." Rashad wondered whether she could fully devote her time to the demands of this role and maintain her other creative commitments. She wasn't ready to retire just yet. And then Boseman passed away. Eventually, Rashad thought about it again. She decided to go through the process and embrace this new opportunity. "The biggest thing in arriving as dean to this unit that had not been its own unit for over 2 decades was that there was no infrastructure," said Rashad. "The faculty, which she considered the lifeblood of any institution, needed assurance about their own personal development. Students arrived with high expectations. She needed collaborators and corporate sponsors. The full plate mission during her short 3-year tenure here at the school is a new name, the Chadwick A. Boseman College of Fine Art. His name is not here because he was Black Panther. His name is here because he was a scholar," said Rashad. "As a student, he wanted to know everything there was to know about theater, about art, about music." Rashad says knowing the school was named for Boseman made her doubly proud, and she worked to reframe the importance of arts education and the essential role it plays in human development. "One of the things that I hoped to do was to create a narrative that would expand understanding of what the arts are, their value to humanity, and their academic value to this institution." During her 3-year tenure, Rashad also brought in other high-caliber talent to support the arts training already here and helped expand pathways for students to showcase their work across the nation. She helped secure money for a memorial scholarship in Chadwick Boseman's name and centered people in the process. When she was asked to speak during Sunday's chapel ceremony, she turned that into an opportunity for the College of Fine Arts to curate a service with music and artistry. Like I say, explore, connect, create, and inspire.
You have been listening to The African American Experience, a production of Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. This program is brought to you in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. If you would like a hard copy of our program schedule, either in large print or braille, please call 508-797-1117. Archived editions of this program are available on our website, audiojournal.org, or go to the Audio Journal app on your iPhone or iPad. I am Tina E. Gaffney. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.